News release. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. Today, Jason Cabello, 47, of Saginaw, was arraigned in the 70th District Court in Saginaw for the 2003 murder and sexual assault of Jeanette Wilton, 57, of Saginaw, announced Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. He faces one count of first-degree premeditated murder, one count of felony murder, and one count of first-degree criminal sexual conduct. Each count carries a potential life sentence. On February 22, 2003, Wilton was found dead in the Flint River near her Saginaw home. An autopsy concluded Wilton died of strangulation and multiple stab wounds to the neck. Wilton also sustained blunt force trauma to the head and face, contusions, and postmortem abrasions. Cabello, who had previously been in a relationship with a relative of Wilton but was not otherwise known to be associated with her, was linked to the case earlier this year following further DNA evidence analysis. The Michigan State Police, MSP, 3rd District Cold Case Team reopened the investigation in 2021, nearly 20 years after the murder of Wilton, to further analyze evidence in the case following advancements in DNA testing capabilities. Through collaborative investigative efforts involving Western Michigan University's Cold Case Program and the MSP Laboratory, MSP was able to submit reanalyzed evidence to a private lab using a cold case grant to fund the reexamination, which developed new leads for MSP investigators. In September 2024, MSP referred the case to the Department of Attorney General to review for potential criminal charges. Any individuals who believe they have been victims of assault by Jason Cabello are encouraged to contact MSPD, Sergeant Bill Arndt at 989-615-6257 or email msp-coldcase@michigan.gov. For more than a decade, Jeanette's loved ones have lived without answers, but with these charges, we are now one step closer to delivering long-awaited justice, Nessel said. I want to thank the Michigan State Police, whose incredible efforts made this breakthrough possible. Their work proves that no case is too cold to be solved, and no victim is forgotten. I want to thank our 3rd District Cold Case Team and partners at the Michigan Department of Attorney General for renewing investigative efforts in recent years, said Colonel James F. Grady II, Director of the Michigan State Police. Our MSP forensic scientists are doing remarkable work and played a very important role in re-examining decades-old evidence to ensure the next steps could be taken with a private laboratory. I hope Jeanette's family finds comfort knowing we never gave up. Cabello will next appear in the 70th District Court before Judge David Hoffman on December 17 at 9:30 a.m.